Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show because Melinda Carver is no ordinary psychic medium. You are listening to Melinda Carver, internationally known psychic and sought-after guest by radio personalities and international conference coordinators around the world. And this means listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives will give the charge of positive energy you need today. Do you need some new uncomplicated tools and easy-to-understand strategies to live a more positive life? Tonight is your night. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. Melinda Carver, extraordinarily gifted psychic medium, respected universal light minister, effective and powerful international presenter and workshop speaker, will provide you a personal positive charge no matter how negative your circumstances may be. Do you want to get positive? Live positive? Well, listen now live to psychic medium Melinda Carver. She strives to bring you, her listening audience, the best guests at the best time for you. You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives, and now live in studio, psychic medium Melinda Carver.
Good evening, everybody. Oh, welcome to Positive Perspectives. I'm your hostess this evening, Melinda Carver. My guest this evening is Paige McKenzie, the star of the YouTube series The Haunting of Sunshine Girl and the New York Times bestselling author of The Haunting of Sunshine Girl trilogy. And her latest book is out in that trilogy, which is The Sacrifice of Sunshine Girl. We're going to be talking to Paige in just a couple of minutes. If you want to see me live in person, mark your calendars for the It's Your Journey Psychic Fair in Huron, Ohio, May 13th, or you can come see me at the Paranormal and Psychic Fest May 20th and 21st in Lorain, Ohio. Where are tonight's positive shout-outs to get that burst of positive energy in and around you all over today, no matter where you're calling in? Tonight's positive shout-outs go to the gorilla, Toonie, who delivered her first baby at the Bristol Zoo in England on April 22nd. The baby, a little girl, is healthy and is doing great. The zoo is excited, so if you want to see them, go to the Bristol Zoo in England to see that new baby gorilla. Our next positive shout-out tonight goes to the World Health Organization that spearheaded developing a malaria vaccine with a big farm company, GlaxoSmithKline. This human vaccine for malaria will be in human trials in Ghana, Kenya, and Malawi next year, which is where malaria affects over 200 million new people each year. So here's to an end to malaria if this vaccine works in those human trials. If you missed an episode, you missed a lot, check out past on-demand episodes with TV stars like Michelle Whitedove, Michelle Belanger, Travis James Sanders, and more. All free for you on the Blog Talk Radio page, Positive Perspectives, and on iTunes under Psychic Melinda. Tonight's guest is Paige McKenzie, who created the Sunshine Girl series in a series of YouTube videos when she was just 16 years old. This video system that she's placed in there has now sprawled out into the young adult novels, best-selling novels, three, a trilogy, The Haunting of Sunshine Girl, The Awakening of Sunshine Girl, and the newest one, The Sacrifice of Sunshine Girl, plus the star of her own YouTube series, and is it going to TV? Please welcome actress, author, and YouTube sensation, Paige McKenzie, to the show. Hello, Paige. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties here, so I apologize for people trying to call in on Skype or listen through Skype. Skype does not seem to be working this evening. Miss Paige, the star of The Haunting of Sunshine Girl, how do you enjoy being known as the Sunshine Girl, no matter where you go with your hundreds of thousands of fans, young adult fans, who follow you on Instagram and Twitter and come to your book signings? Does it feel weird to be a role model for so many young adults?
Oh, yeah. It's very strange. It's hard to adjust to, but it seems all worth it at the end when you actually meet them and they're amazing and they're so cute and sweet. So it's worth it.
Now, you post often on Twitter some of the gifts that people give you, some of the handmade signs or posters. When you receive things from people, I know it embarrasses me when I meet people in public at different events across the country and they want to bring me gifts. I feel really weird accepting presents from people I don't know. Do you have a moment of, like, I don't know if I'm worthy of this? Can you spend your money on your own family? Do you get scared sometimes or nervous meeting so many people who want so much from you and then want you to like what they're making for you?
Oh, absolutely. Regularly, I'm like, oh, man, this is too much. Like, I get, like, real stuff, like gifts and presents and, I mean, like, intense, like, that probably costs some serious amount of money. I am always like, it's okay. You don't need to send me a birthday present or a Christmas present. Or I'm like, So, yeah.
But people seem to know you well because you've been on their YouTube channel on the internet since you were 16, so they've grown up with you. A lot of the people grow up and they see you as their best friend or their sister, their big sister, their little sister, or their daughter. So when you meet people, are you nervous that you might upset them or disappoint them when they meet you for that first time? Or is it really, I know it's nerve-wracking for me because being on the radio or being on TV every now and then, people expect you to be a certain way. Does it ever make you nervous that you're not going to meet their expectations?
Sometimes, yeah, I definitely go through right before I meet people, I usually, like, if I know I'm going to an event, I go through, like, a momentary, like, panic attack where I'm like, what if I'm not as cool as I think I am? Oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. Okay, well, I'm fine. So,
well,
yeah.
I'm going to give you a little tip here, Paige. They say the color yellow has been scientifically proven to help people with panic attacks. Do you have one of those little hand balls that you squeeze if it's yellow, or maybe a yellow crystal or stone if you collect those, like citrine would help if you hold on to that to help clear some of that anxiety or panic attacks?
That's a good idea. I should do that. Why do I not do that?
Because you didn't know. Now you do. They're
exactly.
Sometimes it's just the little things
right.
That, you know, it's always nerve-wracking because sometimes, you know, you're having a bad hair day or you feel bloated because, you know, you have your period and it's just one of those days you're just like, oh, God, don't look at me. I need a hat. Give me some cover-up. So it's sometimes fun talking to people who go through that too. Now, for you, Paige, you know, what do people react to you when they see that you are a New York Times bestselling author and you're just out of your teens, you're in your early 20s, and people meet you and they're like, wow, how did you do that?
People, usually the first things out of people's mouths who don't know anything about any, like the show or the YouTube or the books or anything, usually if they hear that I have a book or that it's my third book, they usually say, how old are you?
Yeah, like you're not supposed to be accomplished. I think it's wonderful that you are empowering yourself and other people and you're inspiring them. So don't stop. But, you know, you look young, and I look young too, and sometimes because when I was in my late 20s, I was still getting asked to prom by high school boys that saw me in the mall. So it's something you guys deal with. And I'm only 5 foot tall, so I don't know how tall you are compared to, I know I just saw you in the videos, so I can't tell how tall you all are. But, you know, because if I'm short, so they think I'm like young and stupid or something. When you
yes,
when you have
I'm
this successful series. It'll never stop, but the good thing is that you look so young, you'll always look young, and you won't have to do that stuff that some of those other ladies do. So in this paranormal, what drew you to this paranormal field when you first started posting about ghosts on YouTube? And they were homemade videos. So what drew you to the world of hauntings and ghosts and the things that go bump in the night?
Yeah, so actually this is kind of a lame answer, but it was very strategic, and we did a reverse search on YouTube at the time, and ghost was the number two search thing under Lil Wayne. So we didn't do a whole channel on that because that would have been weird, and I wouldn't have three books. But, yeah, so we kind of went with the paranormal, and that's where we are today.
And when you started growing this, you know, you've had 10 seasons on YouTube. It was a little nerve-wracking trying to come up with new storylines each year just for the YouTube series, not even talking about the books yet, but just to come up with where you're going to go each season. How do you come up with the ideas for what's going to happen to Sunshine Girl and her crew?
Yeah, sometimes it gets a little like, we've done that before, and then it's like, well, we could put it in a new location with different people. That might be fun. And so that's kind of what we do, and no one seems to notice, or they just don't care. I don't know. So it's kind of a formula now, but it's fun and really worth it. So.
And now, when you were approached to turn in your YouTube series into a trilogy by the Weinstein Company, I bet you were screaming and jumping up and down that they wanted you to write this book series in the young adult fiction. What was that reaction when your agent came to you and said, hey, Paige, the Weinstein Company's interested in a book and TV deal possibly?
Yeah, our reaction was actually the Weinstein, like the film guy Weinstein. We didn't know they had a publishing house, and so it was kind of a big, huge shock, and we were like, yep, absolutely, we don't care. Yep, that's exactly what we want, 100%, yeah.
Wow. And what does your mom and dad say? Are they just thrilled and beyond proud for you?
Yeah, my mom is my other business partner, and then, which is, you know, amazing. And then my other, there's three of us total, so I have two business partners. The other is Nick Hagan, who is not my father, but we're excited and happy. But yeah, my mom is definitely, I guess she's proud of me or something. I don't know. She brags a lot, so. Probably proud.
Oh, no, I'm sure she's super, super proud of you. Because, you know, moms are allowed to brag about you. Like when you're standing there, they can brag about you right in front of other people. And you can't
yes.
do or say anything except look down and go, oh, there's my mom. But they're
yes.
super proud and they get to brag about you. I bet your mom says, oh, this is my daughter, Paige. She's a New York Times bestselling author. Yes, she's young, but she has three books now on the New York Times bestselling list, and you can sit there and look with your eyes down and shake your head, and your mom is going to be proud as anything and tell that to people.
He does it to complete strangers. Like in a supermarket where my book is not, we're like not looking at my book, she'd be like, my daughter's a New York Times bestseller, and they're like, oh, that's really cool. And she's like, daughter, right here. Mom, stop.
Well, I love it. You know, my mom and dad do that to me, too, when they help me at shows or if they travel with me occasionally. They do that, too. And that they will never stop doing that. I'm going to tell you now, your mom will never, ever, ever stop doing that.
Oh, God. I'll just do what I
My parents are in their 60s, and they do it. So, yeah. My daughter's a psychic medium. My daughter has this book. My daughter has a radio show. Yeah. So, you know, and never, it never, ever stops, sweetheart, ever. What I found interesting learning about you, Paige, was that a lot of the episodes you're talking about, like in the original Haunting season one, you're using smudge sticks and you're talking to mediums. How did you bring that into the Haunting? Because sometimes people don't like bringing in the mediums to paranormal world because there's sometimes a split in that paranormal route. They want that scientific evidence of the EVP. So where did you learn how to talk about smudge sticks and mediums?
We did a lot of research, and we kind of wanted to put a little bit of everything. So kind of like a little bit of the traditional, bringing in a priest and blessing the house and that kind of thing, which always seems to be the one that people choose for horror movies, is to bring in the priest and bless the house and that kind of thing. And then we kind of wanted to do, like, all kinds. Like, look up everything that everyone has ever done to get rid of ghosts, because we wanted it to be very, like, exasperated and lots of effort put into trying to get rid of these, and clearly the last, you know, effort is finding out that it really, the house isn't haunted, it's Sunshine, so, yeah.
Now, when you've done these on TV, or sorry, YouTube, and when you do these on YouTube, have you ever gone to a real house cleansing when the medium or the priest is there to do a cleansing and removal of the ghost or demonic dark energies?
No, I've never actually been to one or seen one or any of that. Yeah, no, all this time. It's all just been...
Wow, you should. I do a lot of those. I call them house clearings. I love house clearings. A lot of people are afraid of them, and they're afraid of ghosts or items or people that are, you know, have some haunted object in their house. I love doing those. They're a lot of fun. So if you're ever in the Cleveland, Ohio area, and I have one scheduled, I could bring you and you could watch and participate. It's a lot of fun.
Yes, that would be so cool.
And you can see, you know, I do use sage and I use some other products and my cosmic dust and some holy water. So it's unique. So when you also in season 3, you brought out the Ouija board. Have you ever tried using the Ouija board yourself to contact spirits in that other realm?
Yes and no. We've definitely done some real Ouija board stuff, but none of it has ever been on camera.
Now, the Ouija board, for everybody out there, because I've talked about this a lot the last 4 years on this show, is the Ouija board is a big portal to the spirit world. And there's good spirits, not so good spirits, and the so-so spirit. So if you have a Ouija board, everybody, you need to cleanse it or purify it and only allow messages of love and light to come through. So if you have your Ouija board, take some holy water and dab it on the board to bless it so that dark things don't come out to talk to you, because sometimes, they want to talk to you and tell you all kinds of weird things to do to yourself or give you answers that aren't true. So your deceased loved ones, your dead relatives, they will never lie to you, and neither will an angel or your spirit guide, but those other things that go bump in the night, they're not so honest. So bless your Ouija board, everybody, if you're listening, so you can get that and make sure you have the right spirits coming to talk to you. Did it freak you out when you used the Ouija board the first time?
A little bit, but it was just about we did it right before my little sister was born. And it said what her initials were going to be. So that was kind of crazy, because we had no names or anything picked out for my sister. And we didn't think about it. It just kept saying the two letters. And we were like, well, that's weird. And then it also did 1, 2, 3 over and over again. And that's actually my sister's birthday. So.
Wow. January 23rd, or was it the 12th of, or sorry,
oh,
the 3rd of December?
Her birthday is 1, 2, 3.
Okay. So that was great. Now, in the books, series that you have, the starting with The Haunting of Sunshine and moving into The Awakening. You worked with different co-authors to help you. How is that different, working with each different author and their take of the co-author that you were working with? How different was that with each of the three ladies that you worked with?
Yeah, I only had two, so the first book was from the same person.
Sorry, missed that.
Oh, it's hard to keep track. And they were both amazing, strong women. The literary world is full of the most fantastic, kick-butt ladies you'll ever meet. I always tell people, you should write a book because it's so worth meeting all the fantastic ladies.
And did you enjoy having someone who was, encouraging you and empowering you versus some of the petty things that we hear about with the TV and movie stars that go on?
Yes, it's such a refreshing thing, because I've been in the Hollywood, if you will, side much, much more than I have the literary side, and it can get a little exhausting with just the amount of sadness, I guess, that gets passed around in L.A. and Hollywood and in that industry. It's just very different, and the literary world is, for the most part, I definitely have had a couple, but... for the most part, they're very, very sweet and loving and love to give you advice in the best way, not in a, you suck way, but in a you're amazing way. So it's so much fun.
Now, I know that you are done with this trilogy. Are there other books that are perking inside you that you're working on that you want to possibly share with us tonight, that there's something in the pipeline later on for you?
We have nothing exactly, I guess you could say, bought. Nothing has been purchased, but we definitely have no shortage of ideas. We kind of want to do a crossover book that goes maybe from, like, YouTube to the book, so, like, it's a compatible sort of thing. That's kind of an idea we've been percolating on, and, you know, you just have to get the right buyer. So, yeah.
Oh, I wish you much success. Well, send good vibes. Everybody send good vibes to Paige for the next project that she's working on. Now, for the Sacrifice of Sunshine Girl, the third in their trilogy, you know, you and your boyfriend Nolan go through a lot of crazy things working with, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing this right, Dubu?
Yeah.
Like working against Dubu. I want to make sure I was pronouncing it right. Sometimes I have dyslexia of the tongue, page, so things don't come out right.
Amen. I'm totally with you. So
in this series, you know, you watch Sunshine Girl grow, and then, you know, the big reveal in one of the books was her real name, Frances Jones. And then, you know, she meets this young man, Nolan, at his grandma's house that is haunted, and then he disappears, and then no one recognizes him. So now you and Nolan got through all of that, and now you're in the Sacrifice of Sunshine Girl. Nolan is still faithful and loyal at your side. Is he like the boyfriend that you want in real life? Not like the guy that plays him, but just the character that you've written with. You know, is this sort of what you want? You know, the supportive, loyal, faithful boyfriend.
I mean, isn't that what every girl wants?
I know. I want you to write one for me that comes alive too. Just by putting it out there.
Okay, I'll get right on that. You're like tall,
okay,
handsome men.
Yes, I thought Nolan was a great character with Sunshine. I mean, he wasn't trying to take over the world and to, you know, push you aside or to, you know, control you. He was there supporting you and cheering you on. I thought it was very well written. I enjoyed the scenes between them in The Sacrifice of Sunshine Girl. Were your long-term readers, like, screaming for more? Like, they wanted more time with Nolan and Sunshine?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. The fans are obsessed with Nolan. It's kind of insane. It's good. They definitely, they want us to be together forever, and he's just a character, and I'm just a character, and in real life, he's very nice, but we're not dating.
Well, I wasn't talking about the actor who portrays him. I meant in your book, and that's what I was talking about in the book, because he's so well written in the book. He is just like the perfect boyfriend in the book. Sort of reminded me, like, a lot of people, like in that Charlene Harris who has the Suki universe, you know, and the Dead Until Dark, True Blood, and she had to choose between Bill and Eric throughout the series, and then they threw Sam in there too. And then you have Janet Evanich, who has the Stephanie Plum series, and there's two guys, you know. She has Morelli, and she has Ranger to choose from. Sunshine basically had Nolan, who was always there. Is this why there's such a rabid affection for this character in the books from all the girls? Because they want to date him too, and they want to be you, rescuing the world and saving the world.
Yes, absolutely. I think it really has to come down to, we've kind of become accustomed to love triangles and girls being saved by boys. And so that's kind of not what we did at all, which was really exciting.
Yeah, because in here, you know, the Sacrifice of Sunshine Girl, all the way through the end of the book, there's this suspense of, you know what she is. Now, I'm going to try this word, so, you know, sarcasm is welcome if I mispronounce this, just let you know.
Okay.
Lucich, the ancient race of
creatures. Girl, you're on fire tonight. Good job.
Oh, yay, I'm doing it good. My dyslexia is not working, my dyslexia of the tongue. So as a Lucich, how did you come up with that term for this ancient race that protects humans from the things that go bump in the night, like demons and dark spirits?
Yeah, so I'm 98% sure it's a Celtic word that means light bringer. And so we kind of wanted to incorporate that with that it's kind of ironic, Governor Named Sunshine, you know, like, ha, 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 but, yeah.
And now, as this Lucy, you are trying to protect the world from Dubu, who is out to destroy it. And in the Sunshine universe, any soul that lingers too long becomes a demon.
Yes.
So how did you feel writing the book when you were writing the scenes towards the end? I don't want to spill it for those who haven't read it, finished their copy of The Sacrifice of Sunshine Girl, but when you were writing some of those very moving end chapters, you know, how did that make you feel when the positions you were putting her in so she could save the world?
It was liberating, but also very stressful to kind of, like, is this good enough? Does this make sense? So, I mean, it was definitely tricky, but it was good.
And in the book, the series, the whole series, you know, the first book, you know, you had Victoria, and now you have Ashley helping you. So when you were talking about Sunshine's group of friends who are very loyal and protective, do you also look for your own friends in your personal life to be that loyal and fierce too?
I mean, I don't look for it, but I do think that it was loosely based off of a couple of my friends who are very protective and have kind of stuck with me through all of this, and they know who they are, and they are, they're amazing, yeah.
And when you have this relationship with Paige and her mom, Kat, throughout the book and on the series too, is that a reflection of how close you are with your mom, how, you know, Sunshine is so protective and is trying to save her mom, and her mom trying to make things better, and you know, the moves that you guys have done, is that a reflection of your own relationship with your mom, how close and tight they are?
Yeah, that is, I mean, almost exactly. In fact, we're probably closer than is even in the books and in the YouTube. Sometimes when we have to, like, pretend fight in the YouTube, like, you know, normal moms and daughters do, it's very hilarious, and it takes us a couple times to even just try to do it because we're so bad at it. So
I love it. I love it. Paige, we're going to take a short break here so you can wet your whistle. Everybody, we will be back with Paige McKenzie, the star of the YouTube series The Haunting of Sunshine Girl. Get the newest The Sacrifice of Sunshine Girl book available on Amazon and booksellers across the country. Visit thehauntingofsunshinegirl.com for more information, or go to YouTube and follow her on the Haunted Sunshine Girl channel. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you having issues in your life? Are you having real issues in your life? Do you need some help? Do you need clarity on a situation? Do you need a little guidance? We all do at one time or another, and get enlightened. Order your psychic reading or dream interpretation with psychic medium Melinda Carver. Order your psychic reading or your dream interpretation with psychic medium Melinda Carver, and you may get the clarity that you need to get through your long night. Let Melinda guide you through. You are not alone. You are not alone. Call, order your psychic reading or dream interpretation. Psychic medium Melinda Carver.
Welcome back, everybody. Next Tuesday at 9 p.m., we have Shadow Fox joining us. She is going to teach us the energy report of what's going on with the planetary aspects and how that affects you physically and emotionally. Plus, Shadow Fox is a medium. She'll connect you with your loved ones. Margaret Ann Lembo, best-selling author, is joining us again on Sunday, May 7th, 8 p.m. Eastern, for her latest deck, Masters, Mystic Saints, and Gemstone Guardians. And mark your calendars. If you live in the Denver area, I'll be in Denver June 9th, 10th, and 11th at the International New Age Trade Show. I will be doing my first official book signing on Sunday, June 11th at INATS at the Crown Plaza at the Denver Airport for Get Positive, Live Positive, Clearing the Negativity from Your Life. It debuts May 28th. You're able to pre-order it right now on Amazon. Learn the five variants that cause you to have negativity strum all through your life, affecting your love life, your family, your career, and so much more. I have great examples and tools to help you to clear out that negative energy so you can get positive, live positive. The official book launch party is Friday, June 23rd, here in Cleveland, Ohio, at the Theosophical Society. Go to psychicmelinda.webs.com for more information. And if you want to see me in New York, I will be at the nation's oldest spiritualist community, the Lilydale Assembly, which is a home filled of mediums and healers. I will be there on August 16th, which is a Wednesday. I'm going to be providing you a class on Native American moons. And on Wednesday, August 23rd at 2 p.m. at Lilydale, I will be presenting the magic of the fairies and a fairy walk through the fairy trail. You can go to lilydaleassembly.com to buy your tickets for those two classes, or go to psychicmelinda.webs.com for more information. Tonight's guest, Paige McKenzie, is the Sunshine Girl on YouTube and in the best-selling series, The Sacrifice of Sunshine Girl. It's her latest book. Learn more about Paige at thehauntingofsunshinegirl.com or her YouTube channel, Haunted Sunshine Girl. Welcome back, Paige.
Yay, I'm back.
Yay. Now, for the book, The Sacrifice of Sunshine Girl, some of the things that Sunshine does seems to be very much like she's a medium. She could see the spirits. She can hear them. She can talk to them. Do you have your own mediumship abilities, Miss Paige?
Oh, no, I'm not that cool.
Oh, you're not that cool. Well, you know, I do teach a mediumship development classes on the phone and Skype, too. So if you're ever in.
Oh, darn. Oh, man, I'm getting excited.
So when you write some of these things, did you interview other mediums to, because a lot of what you wrote here is really some of the things that happen that I could do and see when I'm talking to the spirits. So did you interview other mediums to get down some of the lingo that we use for the book?
A little bit, not a ton, but yeah, we did a little bit of research for that and stuff. But I'm glad it came out sounding really good. That's exciting.
Oh, this book moves so quickly. I mean, I'm a fast reader. I've always been a fast reader. And, you know, I finished this. I read half of it in one night after one of my radio shows. I'm like, okay, it's 4 in the morning. I have to go to bed because I have to teach a class at 8 in the morning online. And
oh my
God. As soon as that class was over, I finished reading it before my next session started at noon. I couldn't believe it. I loved it. It moved so quickly. Are you excited when you meet people across the country when you're doing your book signings? I know you posted some videos on YouTube of your free talks at some of the bookstores across the country, and people are coming there of all ages, not just young kids. So what do the adults say to you when they meet you and they're there to get their third book in the trilogy, The Sacrifice of Sunshine Girl?
Most of them are just really excited to be there. For the most part, they're pretty quiet, and they just get their book signed, and they're like, thank you for coming, and that's all. But I do have a couple that are pretty loud and excited, and it's really awesome. They're just so sweet. And I have a lot of parents that also come up and tell me that, not to be dramatic, but I've changed their kids' lives, and I've really helped them through hard times or school or whatever, and it's really awesome.
Now, when you wrote the book, The Sacrifice of Sunshine Girl, one of the new characters is Lucio. Were people a little bit nervous that Lucio might take your feelings away from Nolan in the book?
Oh, yeah. We had to do kind of a love-ish triangle sort of thing, which I was not entirely pleased with, but it was demanded of us, so it was okay. But, yes, people were very worried. We don't have any big Team Lucio, Team Nolan fights or anything, so That's good.
No, no, because Nolan, he's written, I want you to make one of those for me. So, and I know I said that earlier. But, now, in here, you're talking about the day of reckoning that's a fast approaching throughout the book. And the day of reckoning and Dubu and what he's going to do to the world. Now, when you were writing a lot of this book and the day of reckoning, were you basing it on other end of days prophecies? Or how are you tweaking that for those other end of days prophecies that so many people hear about all the time?
Yeah, we kind of went with like the traditional kind of feel, and then we gave it our own tweaks as well, and kind of changed it about and made it totally different. So it was fun. It was totally worth it.
I liked how some of the names of the chapters were put up, like a new mentor, and there was the Gemini moon, and then the end of the end, which I can't tell anybody because I don't want to spoil it. I don't try to spoil it. And how do you come up with some of these, like the penumbrum of darkness? It sounds so mysterious. I love it. With these chapter titles that you wrote.
Yeah. I am a big reader, and I love chapter titles that kind of give you sort of maybe a hint of what might be in there if you're, you know what that is or you know what's happening kind of. But I don't like, you know, chapter one, chapter two, or, you know, something like really obvious that totally applies to it. So I kind of got creative with them.
My very favorite chapter title is this one. It was on page 246 for all those who memorize the chapters by heart, all the page fans listening tonight. Her power is beyond what I imagined. I loved this chapter, and I love that title. I tested the girl with one of the strongest weapons in my arsenal. She fended Surapan, the wind demon, offhandedly and without the use of her own weapon. Her power is beyond what I imagined. Soon her abilities will surpass those of her biological father and mother. Perhaps even her ancestors, the original ones. I get chills reading that. It was just so fun to read this book. I read a lot of books. I have a lot of fiction and nonfiction. Like, I read a lot of nonfiction for the radio show I've had here for 4 years, and just because I read, I'm a ferocious reader. But I love a good book, so from this I had to go to my library because I have ordered The Haunting of Sunshine Girl and Awakening of Sunshine Girl because I wanted to read the first two books because this is so good now that I know that how it ends, which I know kind of ruins it when you start with number three. But Demon Drama Detox, that was another fun chapter title.
I love The Nacho Cheese Sisterhood. I think that's a pretty good title.
The Nacho Cheese. I love it. When you're writing these, and did you give little snippets and teasers out for your fans that this might be coming? Or sometimes they do one of those free chapters, the original chapter in the book, to get them, you know, excited and wanting more. Did you do one of those?
We did a lot of, like, Instagramming and taking pictures of, like, just pages to see if anybody would read it, and they absolutely did, and they got very excited, and they're like, oh, where does this fall in the book? Oh, my gosh. And so it was fun.
Oh, I love it. Now, Paige, what do you do for fun when you're not on YouTube starring in your own Haunting of Sunshine Girl and writing these three books? Do you get to ever have some off time where you actually get like a vacation or time with your friends?
That's funny. I don't have a ton of free time, but when I do, I like to make art. So that's kind of what I do. I have a studio at home that's in a lot of the videos. It looks like a crazy person's house, but it is well-organized chaos, thank you.
Creative types need an outlet. So when you have your art studio, are you painting or sculpting, or what do you get to do for fun where you just let yourself be and not be bothered by anything or anyone?
I do a lot of mixed media, three-dimensional stuff, so more hard to describe. Mixed media, three-dimensional is better to say that.
Are you going to come up with a jewelry line for the Sunshine Girl since you're making mixed media? I know some of them use different metals and gemstones and all that fun stuff. Is that something that you've been playing with?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I don't use metal. I use shrinky dinks, but yeah.
Now, some of the reviews you received were by some big-name authors in the suspense and paranormal. You had Wes Craven, the fearsome filmmaker, producer, and director. Read it if you dare, but don't say I didn't warn you. And R.L. Stein from Goosebumps. I was on the edge of my seat from the very first page. Did that blow your mind, the response from these other best-selling authors to your book series, Paige?
Yeah, it was kind of surreal. I still sometimes look at the books and think, what? Like, what? Are you sure this is the, like, is this not just some guy who lives in, like, Oklahoma City who has the same name? Are you sure?
See, your mom could go brag about that. Wes Craven loved my daughter's book. So she
yeah,
could do that one.
That happens all the time. Have no idea.
Well, you know, I think it's awesome that your mom supports you so much and is so proud of you, because there's a lot of people that their parents don't support, and I hear that all the time when I'm at events of my mom or my dad is helping me, from other people, because, you know, being in the paranormal or the psychic medium world like I am, sometimes we're looked down on, like we're dancing naked with the devil in the woods or something. So, you know, to have a parental support is wonderful. Now, you mentioned you had a little sister, so you're a big sister. Now, is your little sister getting used to some of the spooky things that Paige does on YouTube? How old is she now?
Yeah, when we first started, she was obviously a lot younger than she is now, because that's how the world works. You get older. But she actually was my ghost for a while when she was much shorter.
Following you all around. Now,
yeah,
Paige, you love sarcasm.
Yes.
And when you meet people, I know that you posted a couple times that, you know, people don't always understand your sarcasm. You know, is that something when people look at you, you have to explain to them that you were sarcastic, like, oh, I had a really great day or a really bad day, and you're making some kind of silly comment? And do people, like, did your best friends roll their eyes at you, or do they just roll with it when you're going sarcastic?
Usually people just roll with it. My uncle doesn't understand sarcasm at all. Like, it does not register. And so every time I'm with him, I have to hold my pinky up anytime I'm being sarcastic.
And that's your signal with your uncle? That's so cute.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you have announced that the Weinstein Company is also going to make the Sunshine series into a TV show. And how is that going up? Did you find a channel or a station that you're going to be winding up on yet? I know you guys are in negotiations. Are you going to be playing Sunshine Girl in that TV series?
Yeah, I'll be playing Sunshine. The negotiations are still going on, but hopefully we'll have some super great things to announce very, very shortly.
I think it's awesome, and I wish you so much success with it. And this will bring you on a whole new level. I know there's people that say YouTube series and they kind of look their nose down on it, but you can't do that anymore, not with the power of YouTube. We have all these vloggers on who can sell more products than a TV star in a magazine. Are you being inundated with people wanting you to start advertising for them or being their spokesperson?
I think people get a little weary, like you said, with the paranormal side of it. So they're a little like, well, how could you sponsor or how could you, you know, talk about how great vitamin water is when it's, you know, ghost related? I'm like, I could see the ghosts love it. It'd be fine. So it's still a work in progress, but it's really, really fun.
Yeah, that's going to start exploding for you. And I'm going to do my little psychic hat here for you, Paige, because you said you never had a psychic or a medium reading, so I'm going to put my little psychic hat on here. About 2 years from now, you're going to be inundated with people wanting you to showcase their products. So, and you are a very particular girl. You're very, very finicky when it comes to the products that you use, the makeup, hair care, all that fun stuff. And you're going to be very finicky, too, on the people who approach you to sponsor or advertise their products. And when you do that, you might upset people because, you know, you are that little, you have that little sarcasm that comes out, and not everybody's going to know that when you raise your pinky that you're being sarcastic. So when you start getting inundated with hair care and beauty products or other products that people want you to shill for them, you're going to be very blunt in your negotiations with them that I don't use that product. So don't let go of that being pickiness, that finickiness that you're known for when it comes to the products and things that you use, because that will help you, because you have this rabid fan base, and that's what you want to push in those negotiations, that you have a rabid fan base and you want to push the numbers, the followers that you have on Twitter and Instagram. And they're real. They're not fluffed up, made up ones. They're not bought like how a couple of the like big names were caught having half their people were, the half of their millions and millions of people were fake user accounts. So for you, you want to push your numbers, how many YouTube video hits, how many views, how long the systems were go on YouTube, plus your best-selling author line. So you want to keep that in the forefront in those negotiations. And also for dress lines, I see you doing something with dresses. I'm not sure if you're going to be showcasing the dresses or helping design, like you give your name and input on a line of dresses.
Very yeah! Confident. Pretty. That's awesome.
Yeah. You could be the next Jessica Simpson. You know, she went from this singing reality star to this global icon with, like, billions of dollars in her portfolio with her shoes and purses and her dresses. So that could be you too, Miss Paige, because you never stop. You never, ever stop.
I don't.
And you can't sleep very well either. That brain of yours won't stop. It's like a ticking ticker tape parade in your head. There's always ideas popping in there. Boom, 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 boom. One, two, three, one, two, three. I love it. Don't ever let anyone stop you from shining and being who you are.
I won't. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I had to throw that in there. So, are there any upcoming events that you want to share with your listener, with the listeners here and your readers, that they could see you live in person? Any upcoming book signings for the Sacrifice of Sunshine Girl page?
I don't have any in person, but I am doing a... I think it's a live event of some kind with Girls Life magazine, and that'll be coming up shortly. So even if I'm not in your town or city, you can watch me live. Woo!
And the power of the internet. Do you love doing these live events, these live podcasts and live or online when they do those live video shows? Is it fun for you to do, to get dressed up and ready and get in the moment to speak to your fans?
Yes, but also live makes me very nervous. I get very anxiety ridden, but I calm myself down and it's okay. But sometimes I'm like, why are we doing this? Live is terrible.
Even for the ones that are recorded, when you go on any of the talk shows, do you still get nervous too?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have anxiety. But I'm
or get one
on
of those
it.
Little yellow squeeze balls like I mentioned earlier in the show. Or if you collect crystals, you want to get a citrine, C-I-T-R-I-N-E, citrine. And it's wonderful to have that yellow. Will help calm you. You can look at it because it's scientifically proven yellow calms down anxiety and panic attacks out there. Or if you have a yellow stuffed animal, you can put that in your purse too. And look at something yellow and cuddly. You know, you buy yourself a little giraffe or something, something cute that you could take with you, a little yellow stuffed chicky or something that you could go take around with you. So, how else can people contact you or follow you? Want you share your Instagram and Twitter handle so people can find you that way too on social media page?
Yeah, so I'm on pretty much every social media platform that has been ever invented. It's kind of crazy. But my big ones are Facebook, and it's just The Haunting of Sunshine Girl. And then Twitter, it's just Haunted Sunshine. And Instagram is also Haunted Sunshine. And those are my big ones. So, and then obviously YouTube, The Haunting of Sunshine Girl.
Yes, make sure you follow the channel. It's easy to subscribe and go to thehauntingofsunshinegirl.com for more information on Paige's upcoming events. And she just posted on Twitter her event, the live event she's going to be doing online for you to follow and click to watch her and see her live on your computer or tablet or phone. Then that you can find on Twitter at the Haunted, Sunshine. So I have to make sure I said that right.
That's
always
right.
Want to throw in the rest of the other words there.
I know. It gets confusing.
So when you're running around town and you're going all over to these events, and what is one of your favorite foods, like your comfort food, like after a live event or a radio interview or TV interview, what is something that you have to eat that just calms you down and feels like home, Paige?
Oh, man, I love food a lot. Food and Disneyland are my two, like, big things that I kind of obsess over. Everyone who really knows me knows that those are that's true. So food, it's hard to narrow down, but I really love breads and carbs, which is funny because I'm celiac, so I can't have any real bread or carbs, but I have lots of gluten-free breads and bagels and muffins. Oh, and donuts, oh, man, love donuts.
Ooh, is there a particular flavor you like? I like the toasted coconut sometimes, and sometimes I want that chocolate cream-filled donut.
Oh, yeah, you're getting me all excited about donuts. They don't make gluten-free donuts in all these, like, amazing flavors, so vanilla.
Yay. And which is your favorite ride on Disneyland? Do you eat the cotton candy when you go there, too? Because you can have that. That's not a carb. Sugar.
Yeah, Dole Whip is my big thing. I will wait in a line for that, absolutely, 100%.
Dole Whip, I love it.
Yep. Love it.
And when you go to Disneyland, have you gone to the other parks, like Disney World in Florida and Epcot Center and Animal Kingdom? And the,
no,
did you get to go to that one, too, yet?
The other one.
I'm sorry, I think I lost you. Are you there, Paige?
Am I here?
Oh, yes, you are. There you are. Hello. So were you able to get to Disney World in Florida, too?
No, I've only ever been to Disneyland because it's close to home because we're in Oregon. So it's closer than Disney World, which is much further away in Florida, which is stressful because there's crocodiles and alligators.
Yes, but they're not at the roller coaster ride. It's just a freshwater pond. As long as you don't go swimming in a freshwater pond, you're okay. And you don't have to stay on the site. You could go to one of the other hotels. Disney World is fantastic. You have to go visit. If you love all things Disneyland, Disney World with Cinderella's Castle, where you get to go in and eat and meet Cinderella, that is a fun time. I remember that. So I'm just sharing that with you.
Oh, my goodness. I need to go.
What's your favorite Disney movie? Why did you become obsessed with Disneyland? Is there a favorite movie that you watch a lot?
I really love Beauty and the Beast, because duh. And then I'm a big, huge fan of 101 Dalmatians. I have a tiny little chihuahua. And he looks a little like a Dalmatian. He's black and white. And I named him after dog. So, yeah.
Oh, that's so fun. Well, I wish you continued success. We're almost out of time here. Any last words you'd like to share with your followers that are listening right now, sweetheart?
Yeah. Speaking of Disney, I just remembered. I sometimes forget how cool I am. I did a project for Disney, and it went up on their YouTube channel, and so that's another big obsession of mine is obviously Disney, so I got to do a Disney project, and it's called Misfits, and it's obviously it's up on my YouTube channel to watch, but it's really cool, and it's kind of funky and crazy and not so spooky, so that was really fun to do.
That's wonderful. I am just so excited for you. It's wonderful to see someone having so much fun and who's a real person enjoy so much success. And I think it's fantastic that you keep making great strides to empower yourself and rock the YouTube world and the literary world with the Sacrifice of Sunshine Girl page. It's amazing, and I'm so happy for you. It's great seeing someone. There's so many people that want to think that little girls, you know, that we're short or we're young or whatever, that we can't have, strength to do things and create. And I think it's fantastic that you are this face out there for people to look up to on how to live right and, you know, how to make things happen when you're focused and determined and a good person. So I wish you so much success, Paige. I do. I think it's fantastic. And you're welcome back anytime to promote any of your events that you want to do.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. Thank you so much. It was so much fun.
Well, thank you for coming on the show this evening, Paige. I wish you much success and best wishes to you. Everybody send good vibes as she negotiates with the Weinstein Company, and we hope that Bob and Harvey, you know, do you proud and do you well on those contracts. So you could ask Archangel Gabriel to help you get the best contract for your best intentions right there.
Yes, thank you.
There. Thank you so much, Paige. Thank you very much. Everyone, Paige McKenzie. Go get her new book, The Sacrifice of Sunshine Girl, available on Amazon and bookstores across the world. You can learn more about Paige at The Haunting of Sunshine Girl. We'll see you here next Tuesday on Positive Perspectives with Shadow Fox with the energy report of what's happening in those planetary aspects that are making you go crazy. Mercury goes direct on May 3rd, so the problems with your communications and your lost emails, lost texts, all that will soon end. I can't wait because Mercury retrograde is awful when you're dealing with communications. If you want your own private session with me, go to psychicmelinda.webs.com. Check out my new book, Get Positive, Live Positive, on Amazon. And we're going to close the show with Paulina Cassidy, Sugar Wing Shiver. You can learn more about her at paulina.ws. Have a wonderful night, everybody. Good night.